is 4:20 on the 27th of January, 2012. Interview with.
We were in our bedroom talking, and we just heard gunshots. That's
okay.
All.
Okay. I mean, we being.
Me and me.
Bedroom talking. You hear gunshots. How many gunshots did you hear?
Heard two sets, because there was, and I don't remember how many. I don't remember if it was one or two the first time, but it just was like a loud pop, and my wife asked me what that sound was, because it sounded like gunshots, and then I said, yeah, that it could have been a branch breaking or something like that, too, and then we heard a series of about two or three more,
okay.
And then heard the sirens, and
okay.
So
the first shot, the first sound you heard, was it one or more shots, or?
I really don't remember, to be honest, whether it was one or two. It wasn't more than two.
Okay, so it was a couple.
Yeah.
At the most? You know,
yeah.
One, maybe two?
Yeah, one, maybe two, and then there was a pause in between, I mean, long enough for us to say, you know, what the heck was that?
Okay.
And then probably two or three more after that.
So probably, did you estimate time in between?
Probably 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, after you heard the first one, did you look outside? What did you guys do?
No, we just looked at each other, and my wife asked what that noise was, and I said, you know, it could have been a tree branch breaking or something like that.
Okay.
It's just like a loud popping sound.
Okay.
But then when we heard the second ones, then we got up and, you know, we're looking outside to see if we could see anything, and then,
okay.
I mean, by then we heard sirens, so it was pretty quick.
Okay. Did you go outside or just look out the window?
Just looked out the window at first, and then when the sirens were coming, I was watching, and then I could see when I saw the fire truck pull up, then I walked out to the street.
Okay. So you were inside the house until the fire truck got here?
Yeah, either inside the house or just right on the patio here.
Okay. Did
my daughters were here, too. We were just all of us.
Did you hear anything being said?
No.
Okay. Did you hear any screaming or anything? Or could just
didn't hear anything before the first pop.
Okay, but I mean afterwards, after you come out, you said you'd either been outside or through the window. Did you hear any?
No.
Okay.
No, not that I remember.
Okay, and then when the fire truck showed up, you said you went down. How far did you go down the street?
First, I went down to the first driveway down, and then I went to the second driveway, just kind of inched my way closer and closer. But
okay, so you didn't actually go down past the fire truck?
No, not past the fire truck. No.
Okay.
No, I never went past the very first driveway up. Is as far as I went down.
Okay.
From there, I could. Got a pretty good view of what was going on. So.
Okay, so you heard it sound like one or two shots. You asked your wife, what was that? You guys don't know, maybe it was gunshots, and then two or three more.
Uh-huh.
And you look out the window.
Yeah.
And shortly thereafter, you hear sirens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you stayed inside or went out on your porch.
Yeah, we were out on the patio up here.
Okay, so you're out on the patio. You can't hear anything. And then how long after you'd heard the sirens of the fire truck show up, ballpark?
Probably a minute or two,
okay.
It seemed, but it's hard to.
And during that time, you didn't hear anything, any yelling, screaming, anything like that?
No.
Could you see anything?
No.
Okay.
Never heard any yelling or screaming, never saw a thing.
Okay.
Like I said, we heard the sounds, and then when the sirens and the vehicles showed up, I walked down there to try to see what was going on.
Okay. So. Do you know that neighbor at all?
I don't know him well. I've talked to him before.
Okay. Well, what's his name?
I don't know.
Okay. How old is he?
I would guess in his 50s.
Okay. White guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
The interaction that we had with him is he came over one day and was yelling at our dogs.
This was
several months ago. It was before Christmas.
Okay.
But he came over. The dogs were barking, and he said that his dad has cancer and he can't sleep because of our dogs, so he was over here yelling at the dogs. My daughter's boyfriend was over here and went out and got into a verbal confrontation with him.
Okay.
And then I walked down. He was standing up on his yard and yelling and screaming from there, and her boyfriend was standing up here and screaming. And so I went down to see if I could defuse the situation. And I walked down and talked to him and to his father and kind of calmed him down and, you know,
okay.
Told him that we were just, you know, I would do what I could to keep the dogs quiet.
Okay.
And everything seemed fine after that. I've never had any other issues with him. That's the only time I've ever even really talked to him. You know, wave to him when he's out in his front yard and go around the corner.
Okay.
And
so you said that was 3 months ago?
Yeah, probably two, 3 months ago, yeah.
Okay. How long have you guys lived here?
We've been here for a year.
Okay. And before that incident with the dogs, you'd never had any interaction with him?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. Yelling coming from the house from time to time. He and his wife got into pretty good shouting matches at times.
Okay. He being the guy that's in his 50s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the dad? Have you had any, ever had any dealings with him or seen him?
Other than that day when the thing was going on with the dogs, his dad was out there with him. And he was, I mean, the guy in his 50s was, he was smashed. He was really drunk when he was out there with the dogs. And then his dad was out there, and I think when I walked up, they kind of got a little intimidated by my size, and all of a sudden they wanted to be peaceful. So.
Right.
But,
so
you know,
was the dad
cordial then?
Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I went up and, you know, introduced myself and told them I was sorry if the dogs were making noise. I try to keep them quiet, and, you know, we're trying to be good neighbors. My daughter's boyfriend wanted to go rip the guy's head off, and I told him to go back home and keep his mouth shut. So.
Okay. So that was the only time you ever
had that's the only time I've ever had any interaction with him. Yeah.
Have you ever noticed what goes on there? Any problems, anything out of the ordinary, anything?
I've never really paid much attention.
Okay. So other than waving him into the corner as you drive by, that's pretty much it?
Yeah, that's the only interaction.
Besides
the
dog.
Had.
Okay. All right. That should do it.
What happened, man?
I don't really know what happened. I know what happened. He got shot.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I mean, I could speculate why, but I haven't been told exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a shooting, so
that's
why everyone's out here and the road's going to be blocked off for hours. So I don't know the exact details of what happened, but that's the gist of it.
Nothing for us to be concerned about, though, right?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Everybody leaves and then somebody else comes out with a gun.